Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, Jim Crane and the Astros are having a press conference to announce the Abreu signing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jeff Bagwell, man. Jeff Bagwell's talking percentages. He's talking about, I want to see Yordan Alvarez in the outfield 40, 50% of the time. He says Brad Ausmus would be a great GM. Like, this is really happening, isn't it?
This is really happening. I think my initial thoughts are actually is what's going to happen.
What if Jeff Bagwell is the guy, is the face of bringing down this Astros dynasty?
Oh, my gosh. It could be. Well, the possibilities are endless. But what I initially thought,
I think he's going to have plenty of help. But yes. I'm just kind of joking.
What I initially told you guys, and I was even kind of doubting it myself, but I thought it was a possibility. Jim Crane might just be like the de facto big decision general manager, and just have a bunch of guys.
That's what he's been the last couple years,
and just have a bunch of guys
being
like,
honest,
helping him, but guys that he likes, like Bagwell,
yeah.
maybe Brad Ausmus.
Yeah. He was mentioned.
Reggie Jackson and this whomever this, quote, GM in name only might be. Yeah. I think that's happening.
I think Brad might be the GM in name only.
Maybe. Bob Nightingale just tweeted a few minutes ago that Jim Crane apparently is not going to name a general manager to after January.
Nice.
So spring training starts in February. So the decisions and the moves are going to be made before then.
Sign me up for it.
It's going to be.
Sign me up for it.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Sign me up for it, Jim Crane.
What about this possibility? What if Jim Crane crashes and burns in this role?
It's okay. I forgive you.
Really?
We still have two world championships because of you. It's all good. I'll forgive him.
Yeah, but some people won't, and you know that's true.
I don't think he will. As long as he balances. This is the time to be aggressive, mm-hmm. like right now. There'll come a time when it might not make as much sense, but as long as he can balance it, I'm fine with it. And he's already got a history of making solid baseball decisions.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, Cal McNair just decides tomorrow I'm going to try to sign guys. He was responsible for the Verlander. He was responsible for the Brantley, Greinke, all that. So he does have some sort of a history. And maybe I'm living in a fantasy land where I just don't think the Astros are ever going to fall off. That's what happens when you win a World Series.
Yeah,
so
you, just like the Yankees used to say every year.
We will see. We'll talk to Baseball Spo at this time tomorrow. He's actually covering the press conference, so it'll be good to get his perspective on everything going on. Yellow Rose, Whiskey Talk, your next chance to win coming up within the next 10 minutes. We'll be doing it every hour right here on Sports Radio 610. The Deshaun Watson return is very polarizing. For the most part, I think most media types, they've kind of played it like, you know, near the middle, safely. I think even like the show in which the next guy we're going to hear from, they kind of play it pro Deshaun because they have the relationship with Mulugeta. Although I do think Ryan Clark does an excellent job on the pivot and everything else that he does. But Channing Crowder, I don't even know if I consider him a media type, but he's a funny guy. And he's got some serious opinions on Deshaun Watson. There's going to be a lot of these. And if you're just tuning in, Tony Busby's going to have a suite on Sunday at the game. He's going to have 10 accusers with him in the suite.
God.
This was Channing Crowder on the pivot with Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark talking about why he thinks Deshaun Watson is just a weird dude.
Where's the proof?
Fred, when is 24 people? Honestly, Fred, I'm with you. It's the same way I feel about Cosby.
We're talking about numbers.
Fred,
I get you.
No. The same way I feel about Cosby. If it's one person, now it's he say, she say. When it's 27 she's and one he, your ass doing some weird shit. It is some weird shit. going on with this.
You've been saying that for a while. But
it's
I get it.
Two dozen,
so if
Fred,
you were
two
done
dozen
wrong.
People.
It's so good. There's some weird stuff going on.
What would it be like for you if you were Watson's teammate? Like, I know we're not. I know normally you have to get the former player on. What if you were his teammate? Like, yeah. What if you were his teammate?
Like me personally.
Yeah, I don't need, like, a former player.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't necessarily be his best friend off the field, but I don't think it would. I think what people say is genuine. They can just compartmentalize. They're trying to earn a lot of money for themselves and do their job. And maybe not, but I think in my heart.
So you just go about your business?
I wouldn't be his best friend. I wouldn't necessarily approve of, obviously, some of the things that he's done or is doing if I see anything. But I'm just there to do to make my living. You know, wouldn't you be that way?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting anything other than one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I know there's going to be some rust. I don't know how good Deshaun is or isn't going to be, but that's what I would expect. That's what I would hope for. Here's Channing Crowder talking about how he would react on the pivot to being a teammate of Deshaun Watson.
How are you every day with Deshaun Watson if you have the feelings you have right now?
I'm on the team.
You're on the team. You're Cleveland Brown.
I'm the Cleveland Brown middle linebacker. He is a sexually weird dude. He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the world.
Thank you.
It's a different level to say, I know you messed up. You did some very weird stuff, and that's why I keep using the word weird.
So for it's more where there's smoke.
When there's smoke?
There's smoke. Not necessarily fire, because you don't know the extent of it.
I don't know the extent of it, but there's smoke. Am I going to hang with you? Am I going to get a massage with you? No.
Chance.
I'm not getting in no trouble. But you have some weird going on in your life that I'm not comfortable with.
I mean, he put it better than I did. Like, I wouldn't be his friend, and I certainly wouldn't be hanging out at some of the things he does. But I got work, man. I got work to do. I got a living to make.
The funniest thing about this, though, is Channing Crowder is one of those guys who goes to, like, nudist colonies. And he's talked about, like, going to nudist colonies, nude beaches, just getting it on with his wife in the middle of the beach.
That's not anything, you know, immoral.
It's interesting you say that, because Fred Taylor brought that up. And then Channing Crowder, this is the final thing we'll hear from. Channing Crowder, let's just say he went... Channing Crowder.
I digress.
No, listen, no, listen. Freddie.
No,
but you talk about the nudist colonies. If this is old, I know. Listen.
Why isn't your stuff weird?
All the nudists are there happily. Those ladies were not happily in that situation. That's why they sued his f***ing ass, Fred.
Who's hanging with who? We're talking about
you. I'm not hanging with the
show. Why don't they call you weird?
No. They can call me whatever they want to. They call me what they want to. I'm not sneaking into the massage parlor talking about telling nobody to rub my asshole. That's not what I do. I willingly walk around with my wife naked and we'll have sex on the beach.
You ask for that asshole rub.
I don't want no asshole rubs. I'm good.
Fred Taylor could not be more wrong. I mean,
Fred was rough on this. I didn't want to like center out Fred Taylor, but I don't. Fred's kind of just a guy that shows up and talks. I don't like, and Ryan Clark was like guiding him through and like saying stuff. But Fred had a rough outing.
You're
I was more so just
that
putting,
with a nude beach.
He struggled, and I think Fred kind of just knows that the pivot is his thing, and he's trying to maintain like the Mulligetta type thing. But Ryan Clark did a really good job of balancing it. Channing Crowder was just the
you
more
ever
entertaining.
Been to a nude beach?
No, have you? Just haven't. I mean, just never. It just hadn't been on my list.
Once.
Okay, you don't have to get nude there, do you?
No.
I've been on a beach around where people get naked, but it wasn't like a nudist beach.
Mostly it was just women topless trying to get their tan, so I approved of that.
Yeah, no tan lines.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yellow Rose Whiskey Distillery Whiskey Talk. It is coming back next Tuesday. It's one of the best things we do. We're giving you a chance every hour to attend.
The holiday season is here, and another Yellow Rose Whiskey Talk with Sean Pendergast holiday special is coming next Tuesday. Be caller number 5 right now, and you and a guest will be joining us at this exclusive event. Call now, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 5 to 713-572-4610, and you're on your way to the Yellow Rose Distillery for our special holiday whiskey talk next Tuesday night.
All right, three more chances to win coming up during the show every hour. I also got tickets to the Texas Bowl at 1, and in the noon hour, front row seats to Sunday's game between the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans. So we're giving away a lot of stuff. We're live out here at Social Beer Garden. If you want to come through, John McClain just walked in. He's being a fake soccer fan. He's acting like he's interested.
It's a Liverpool jersey over there.
There you go. Okay.
Is that right? Am I looking at that right?
It might be wrong.
Yeah.
No,
soccer it is. I'm not a liar.
Okay. Yeah. You might be wrong.
No, I'm right.
Might not be. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's Liverpool?
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't they have better uniforms?
Aren't
they supposed to be a big deal?
They are a huge deal.
Those are some bad uniforms.
Yeah.
Is that their real jersey?
That's one of them.
Just blank red. That's it.
It's a red jersey. We are the Reds.
I just thought they would have better jerseys.
You'll never walk alone.
I just thought they would have...
That's their slogan.
Better jerseys. So they have slogans, okay. Yeah. Like, we are Texans.
Yeah, but this one's been around for decades.
How come the Texans haven't changed their slogan?
Because
the Astros change their slogan every year. How come the Texans never change
their
slogan?
Well, they have their hashtag that they change.
Do they? It's been We Are
haven't
Texans.
Haven't they changed
since
their hashtag?
Since I've been here, it's been We Are Texans.
Constantly?
It's been that
I know
like
the
a
Astros
decade.
Do it every year.
It's been that for a decade. Astros was level up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Astros was level up.
Yeah, level up. Which I didn't like at
and
first,
it was for the
but
H,
it worked out.
For the H.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Yeah.
The Texans only have one. We are Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And Debbie Texan uses that like 8 times a day.
She snapped back at people on social media.
About what?
That we're saying that she's shown too much on TV, that she's overexposed.
I mean, we were joking.
Was she talking about us?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe people are saying it now. I mean, we were just joking. Although, that is too much camera time at NRG.
She was with her friends, and her friends were wearing T-shirts that said, at the last game in Miami, that said, not Debbie the Texan. I like that. That was good. They were not Debbie the Texan, and then Debbie the Texan had hers. She was Debbie the Texan.
Wait, what?
She was with two friends, and their T-shirts said, not Debbie the Texan. And then hers said, Debbie the Texan.
Why?
I don't know. It was funny. It was funny.
Boy, you know times are tough when Debbie the Texan's
back,
getting
man.
Snappy on social
yeah,
media.
She was snapping back.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. You got to be nice to her. She will definitely. What's the over-under on amount of big screen appearances for Debbie?
Probably 2.5, right? And I would take the over.
Oh, my God. Figgy.
On TV.
This dude said
two and a half. No, no, not on, not in stadium.
At
on
home.
TV.
At home.
At like on the big screen.
Yeah. No. On TV.
Oh, on the big screen, it's like 5.5.
Yeah, easy.
6.
Easy. And all their tweets and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, that's that.
No, I'm talking about TV. 2.5. I'd take the over.
True. Okay.
On the road games, it's like 1.
Every time.
Yeah, it's at least 1 on the road.
Yeah.
For sure. Coming up, John McClain joins the show. How does he remember the Deshaun Watson era? And what does he think about the day that was last week Nick Caserio? I've had a lot of things to say about it. I'm very intrigued what the general has to say live from Social Beer Garden next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.